This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Do you have a clear procedure for new customers and a commitment for providing an outstanding customer experience? Hey, from the Aftermarket Radio Network, this is Carm Capriotto with the Remarkable Results Radio Podcast. And Kevin Vaught from Elite Worldwide shares simple ways to wow your new customers and reduce their anxiety. Hey, thanks to our partner Napa for providing this episode. You know, it is no secret we're facing a technician shortage, and Napa Auto Care has addressed that. The free 2-year apprentice program offers a variety of training to produce a technician with 3 ASE certifications. This is a must. It's time. To learn more, members can visit member.napaautocare.com. Hey, as always, honored to have my friend Kevin Vaught on the podcast. Thanks for all the contributions that you have made, Kevin.
Carm, I tell you what, it's just a treat and an honor to be on with you, pal. I mean that. You've become an icon of the industry, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. I mean that.
I can't quite accept that yet. I still have many thousands of more episodes to do before I get to that point, but thank you so much. Former shop owner and coach for Elite Worldwide, when did you sell the shop?
I got a good story. I was only 42 years old when I sold my when I retired, basically. When I quit working, I was 42. I spent the next 15 years playing golf every day. And then I decided there was an illness in the family. It wasn't me. It was my wife got a little illness. And I'm in Florida, in my Florida home, and I'm feeling sorry for myself. How sad is that? So I decided then that I need to go back to work and do something. And that's when I got back with Elite about 10 years ago. And it's been the most rewarding thing in my life. I mean that. I built a very successful business. Like I said, was able to retire young. This is so much more rewarding, so much more rewarding.
You know, it is amazing. And I hear from even so many of the part-time coaches that you have, you know, and I remember, I think it was asking Darren Barney, he says, how many hours a week are you putting in now, running the business and doing your Elite Worldwide gig? And he goes, you don't want to know. So, I mean, yeah, and because that shows the level of commitment that people have and that they make when they commit to wanting to help others.
You bet.
So look, we're here to talk about customer orientation, and trust me, there's people that are listening to say, I do that, but what we want to do, and what Kevin wants to do for you, is to explain it needs to be a process that you follow, and not every customer may be able to grant you the time or is interested, but I'll never forget, Kevin, my dentist was building an addition to his building. And of course, we pay a lot for dentists today. In fact, they have coaches about chair count like we have, you know, car count. Oh, yeah, it's interesting. And so when I got to the place and it was completely done, one of the ladies, I can't remember if she was inside or outside, the dentist is a friend of mine, so I'm kind of friendly to the organization. They gave me a tour of the new dental offices. And this is where we moved our lab to. And this is Dan's office. And here's where we have a little mini lounge for us. And then here's some new equipment that we put in. And here's where the 360, you know, x-ray is. I felt good about them wanting to tell me that the money that I put down went for something good. I got to be an insider. And that was special.
And you know what else, Carm? It was designed to bring down your anxiety. And that's what this whole purpose is, in my opinion, the main thing to do. We don't realize the anxiety a customer has when they bring their car in to get repaired. And the reason I say we don't realize is because I'm sure a lot of people are like myself. I've been in the business since I was 15 years old. I've never had to take my car to a dealership to get fixed. I've never had to take my car anywhere to get fixed because I always had somewhere to do it, right? About 2 or 3 years ago, I have a brand new car. I took it to the dealer to get its service, which was absolutely free. They give me a brand new loaner car to drive. It's not going to cost me a dime. I have nowhere to go. I come home, and about an hour after I'm home, I'm pacing the floor. And my wife says, what in the world is wrong with you? I said, well, I just wonder what they found out about my car. And she says, are you kidding me? She starts laughing. She says, are you kidding me? You have nowhere to go. You got a brand new car in the drive, and it doesn't matter what they find. It's not going to cost you a dime. It hit me then. Can you imagine what the average consumer goes through? The anxiety level, not knowing the process, not knowing what's going on, not knowing what to expect. As we know, today it's all about the customer experience. Well, this to me is the very beginning of that customer experience. When you get a new customer, take the time to let people know the process, guide them through the process, set the expectations. If you don't set the expectations, the customer is going to. And guess what? Their expectations may not be meetable.
Wait a minute. Their expectations are going to be the sweating Kevin at the other at home, not knowing.
You betcha.
It's the not knowing syndrome.
And that's the worst, most difficult thing for a customer. Is they're sitting there wondering what's going on. They may be like me, have nowhere to go and no need for the car. But they're still wonder what's going on. Wonder what they found. Wonder what's going to cost me.
So I found out you're going to give a course or a class at the Elite Invitational.
And you know what, Carm? We were so thrilled to hear that you're going to be there. That is awesome. But yes, there's a lot of good things going to be happening. But Joe Marconi is going to put on a presentation about finding the ideal customer. I'm going to put on a presentation about new customer orientation. Darren Barney's going to put a seminar on the vehicle delivery process. We're kind of handling the whole customer experience with these three little seminars we're doing. So we're glad you're going to be there. It's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, and Bob Cooper told me that he is going to be moderating some stuff on Know Your Customer.
I tell you what, this is the biggest thing that the most enlightening time in my last 15 years was we did a customer panel with Mitchell One. And the information that we gleaned from that absolutely blew me away. Well, we're going to have a real big one at the Invitational that's going to cover a lot of things.
Bob kind of gave me an idea and an overview of what that, know thy customer thing is all about and what you guys did the last time. It would be like something you just don't want to miss because there's going to be real people who are customers of the shops that are going to be there talking about them.
We're going to have Ritz Carlton, I think, is going to be one of the presenters there, which is all about the customer experience. But the most important thing is going to be this customer panel. Carm, we heard things like, this is an example, and this is why the orientation process is important. The customer panel said, when we go into a shop, we may know the advisor because we speak with them, we deal with them. Once it goes back in that deep black hole, and that deep black hole, which is the back service department, we don't know who's getting in and out of our car. We don't know who's touching our car. We don't know who's driving our car. So if you took the time of the orientation, a couple minutes to introduce, hey, by the way, John's going to be working in your car. Here's a little bio about John and who John is. And more importantly, it's not about John's credentials. It's an assumption he knows how to fix your technicians know how to fix your car. That's an assumption. But who is John? Do you have a family? Does he have kids? Does he like fishing? Does he like, that's what the customer wants to know because that makes them feel good. They act like they know him then.
Yeah, John the person. Is he clean? Is his work area clean? I mean, you are so right. I think we're pickier than ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though we can order something without an emotional experience on Amazon and get it within a day or two, the car repair is completely different. It's, in many cases, their second biggest investment. It is the reliability tool to get them, pick up the kids, get to work, see mom and dad, buy groceries, all those incredibly important life things. Do we all know that we rely on our transportation, as much as we rely on the love and the trust of our spouses?
I think it's taken for granted an awful lot. I think we take that transportation, but I think going out and putting a key in the car and driving anywhere, we take for granted it sometimes. And, we don't realize how important it is.
So I'm going to San Diego to the Elite Invitational. I've never been to San Diego before. It's going to be kind of cool. Rumor has it, it's just a great place to live.
Fabulous place. I think what they have sun 330 days a year. I don't know that's an exact number, but it's always fantastic and beautiful. And it's a great place and that's why one of the reasons that Bob Cooper designed this in June, he thought maybe it might be a good little spot that they come 2 days for our Invitational and then have spend another couple of days in San Diego exploring a beautiful area.
Yeah, and the San Diego Zoo, I guess, is one of the top zoos in the world.
One of the best.
And so that's great. So how would someone get to the Invitational? Do they have to, is there an URL or something?
Well, and that's the good news too. I don't know that everyone's aware of this, but the Invitational is open to everyone, not just Elite clients or not just people that are associated with Elite. So there is a URL and it's the eliteworldwide.com/invitational. And all the information they need is there. The hotels they need are there. Everything they need is right there. They can sign up right online. like I said, get information on the hotel, all the surroundings of San Diego. So
look, let's dive in. If you could spend a few moments with us, give us a high level look at this critical piece, new customer orientation.
Yeah. And again, Carm, in a perfect world, they would do what you did and or your dentist did, and that is take you a tour of the shop. Let's face it. These days, some clients or some customers, they're in a hurry. They got somewhere to be. What we try to do is we ask them, hey, especially a new client, a new customer, is could you come in about 5 minutes early from their appointment? We'd like to, you know, we just like to spend a little time with you and get to know you a little better, that type of thing. So when the customer comes in, then, you know, that's the time that you, in my opinion, what you want to do is set the expectations. As I said, if we don't set those expectations, Mrs. Smith, you know, what we're going to do is, you know, the process. John, the technician, is going to get your car in. He's going to do an inspection on that. By 10 o'clock, we'll be calling you with our findings. And then keep updating you throughout the day, but walk them through the process and don't assume they know your process because just because they've gone somewhere else don't mean they know what you're doing, right? So take the time to walk them through the process, let them know what to expect. And again, if we don't set the expectations, the customer will, and sometimes it may not be the expectations that we need. So go through the expectations, let them know what to expect, when to expect, and then more importantly, you've got to follow through with those expectations. If you tell that customer you're going to call them at 10, it better be 9:30, 9:45, not 10, but it can't be 10:15. But the process, like I said, if you can take the time to take them through the shop, introduce them to your technicians, that would be wonderful. That's sometimes not realistic. So what I'm having my clients do is make up a sheet of paper with a picture of the tech and a short bio. Carm, while you're here, you know, John's going to be the one working on your car. I'd love for you to meet John, but he's busy working on the car, but I do have his bio here. Be sure and look at this. Look this over when you're looking the paperwork over. So give him kind of like a new customer kit, so to speak.
That would be in lieu of, and if they don't have the time to walk through the shop?
If they don't have time to meet the tech or walk through the shop, then you can do this.
So what's the argument that certain shop owners are going to say, hey, listen, I don't want to slow my guys down. They just got to keep rocking. But it's not like, yeah, okay, he may stop what he's doing and then he has to reorientate himself. But this isn't happening every hour on the hour. This is happening, what, maybe once a day?
Yeah, maybe. I was going to say, maybe once a day, a busy shop, maybe two a day that you're going to have a brand new customer that you're going to go through this orientation process. Now, the expectations and the process, you need to be doing that with every customer that comes in the door, new or old. But the extended orientation needs to be with the new customer. And like, as you said, that's maybe one or two a day. It's not a big number.
Hey, Carm here, just to let you know that Napa Auto Care was top rated in a national survey by consumers of car repair in the chains and independent repair shops category. Ratings were based on courtesy, timeliness, quality, price of repair, and percent of times the problem was fixed on the first visit. Napa Auto Care is the only banner program to make these ratings. Consumers are familiar with the Napa Auto Care brand, and you can benefit. Napa Auto Care has the largest network of independent professional shops in North America with over 17,000 locations. Your independent repair facility can join this network and be supported through Napa's national marketing through the already successful Know How for All campaign, which promotes Auto Care specific offerings. You also get support to promote your local repair facility with targeted media in local markets and in proven channels. You can also utilize a full calendar year of promotions with Napa Auto Care sales driver promotions that are 100% fully funded by Napa. And this includes free email marketing, digital and print point of sale materials. Also connect a national presence by co-branding your locally known brand with the nationally recognized Napa brand. Also, partner with Napa Smart Sign to educate customers with engaging video that tell the why behind the needed repair or service. You can access editable digital menu boards, template builder tools, social media feeds, and integrations with other auto care program elements. Also, offer a credit solution to customers with Napa Easy Pay Consumer Financing. Stay top of mind with your business name embossed on the credit card. Also, have an online presence when consumers search for a local repair facility on Napa Online, which generates millions of views per month at no additional cost. Hey, if you're interested in partnering with Napa Auto Care and capitalizing on the Napa Know-How for All national marketing campaign, contact your salesperson or servicing Napa Auto Parts store. If you're working with your people and you're having your meetings, I don't know if it's daily scrums or if it's weekly or if it's monthly, if they're bought in to the power and the rationale behind the new customer tour, obviously the success of the company, the culture of the company drives intimacy, customer service, it drives profitability, it drives, you know, a secure workplace. You know, we're here for the long term.
What else does it do? It gives that technician a great feeling. You're sitting here boasting about this technician. And you know what? He gives him a chance to puff his chest out. This is John. He's one of our greatest technicians. He's going to take good care of you. Now, John feels really good about himself, does he not?
He sure does.
There's very few negatives to this and a whole lot of positives for just a little bit of time.
Everybody can always find the negative in anything and everything in life. Positivity is really kind of where it's all at.
You bet. And Carmen, in my opinion, today, that human interaction is more important than it's ever been. We've been through 2 years of very little of that. You know, it's more important than ever that we have that human interaction. We make the personal phone calls. We send the personal notes as opposed to letting technology do the work for us. It's very important today.
We learned how to be touchless and give that confidence to our customers that they don't need to see or hear or look at anyone for 2 years. And I think it's just me, because I'm a hugger, Kevin. I mean, I get my energy from people. Not everybody does. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that still want to know who's working on my car.
And quite frankly, the pandemic may have accelerated that, because they didn't know who was getting in their car, if he was healthy or they were healthy or she was healthy. They didn't know who, you know what I'm saying? So the pandemic may have even made that more important.
What we were doing as an industry is we were saying, listen, we're spraying, we're cleaning, we're doing all the things right. We're wearing masks when absolute necessary. We were telling our customers what we were doing to be safe. Why don't we tell them now what we're doing to give them a great experience?
Beautiful. That's a great way of looking at it. Well, you know what? We did a very good job of orientation during the pandemic as an industry. We really did. Telling the customer what we were going to do. We're going to sanitize your car. We're going to do this. We did a great job. But once that waned, guess what else? Sort of the orientation waned.
I'm a customer. You said, hey, you have a few more minutes? Yeah, I do. He's, well, listen, I'd love to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Oh, and by the way, I'd love to introduce you to John, who's going to be actually doing the inspection or working on your car, whatever is the issue there. But when you get back into the shop with that individual, do you introduce him to the rest of the team or just the one person?
I think it's appropriate to introduce to all of them. I would be very proud of my entire team. And so if you got to, and again, it's all going to be time sensitive. You don't want to take too much of the customer's time. You don't want to look like you're just dragging it all out. You don't want to bother their tech if his head's 4 feet deep in a hood. Say, hey, can you come out here? I want you to meet a customer real quick. You know, you got to be sensitive. Again, it's all about setting the expectation early. Carm, can you come in five minutes early for your appointment? I'd like to take a few minutes to be able to discuss this with you. That's setting the expectation that you're going to have a little bit of time to spend with them.
Kevin, do you take them over to the new $50,000 alignment machine and put your arm around it and say, we just bought this beautiful new piece of equipment to do alignments with. I just wanted to know that we're staying up with technology.
Yes, and I think, but I wouldn't make as big a deal about that as...
No, I
as
wouldn't
some.
Tell them how much it is, but you should be proud of the fact that you're investing.
Yes, I think you should. That is the reason to do that. I think the consumer, though, is more concerned with the person, not the equipment. The more that we can do to promote our people and the values of our corporation, our company, our core value and our ethics, I think those things are more important to the consumer than the brand new shiny piece of equipment. I truly do. I think it's important that you show that shiny piece of equipment just to show that you are staying up with the times. But I think overall they're more concerned, at least the panels have told us, they're more concerned with the person.
I'll stand corrected on that. You're absolutely right. I guess the warning to everyone is be careful that you don't go overboard on the investments that you make. I would boast about the investments you make in your people.
People, there you go. That's the whole secret. And that's what Elite believes. That's what Bob Cooper's taught for years. It's all about people. Hey, let's use the dentist, for example. Do you know what kind of x-ray machine he uses?
No.
The same thing holds true for the consumer of getting their car. Now, that technician looking for a job, he cares about that $50,000 piece of equipment. But the consumer cares about the people. Remember, people do business with people, not companies.
Wow. I love this. Very simply put, if customer service or the customer experience isn't at the top of your list, I mean, you're losing dollars each and every day.
You said earlier about that there has to be a plan. You know, you have to have a written policy and system for doing this. It can't be something you do once in a while. It's something you do every single time. And as you know, the only way to get consistency is to have written policies and procedures.
Listen, the top shop operators, they get it, they know it. But I think there's that next group that really wants to get ahead is starting to realize over and over, more and more, that systems, processes, procedures are literally at the top of their list. I think they're overwhelmed by starting it and realizing, I mean, to me, I think you just take one policy, you sit down with your peoples, they help you write it, you give it to them back, and boom, a couple of weeks later, you got something they all believe in, they've edited, they've corrected it, and now you build upon that. And this whole customer orientation could be the way to start.
I agree with you. And again, you know, I think what overwhelms my clients, at least the clients I've dealt with the procedures and writing policies and procedure, is, like you said, first of all, they don't know where to start. But second of all, they make it too complicated. Make it a simple bullet point list, because that's what people will refer to. If you've got a paragraphs that are explaining a process, guess what? They're not going to read those paragraphs. They don't have time. You have bullet points, boom, 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 boom. So much easier, and it's easier to write.
It's true. I mean, I've talked to so many guys and shop operators, ladies, men, that said, Carm, it needs to be simple, almost one page that outlines in bullet form what we do in a situation like this.
So new customer orientation could simply be absolutely one page of bullet points. Customer comes in, you know what I mean? Just ding, 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 right down the list. That makes it simple. And as you said, this is a great start to the customer experience, because this is, in my opinion, other than the phone call, this is where it starts, right here.
I'd love to do a survey right now. We can't, of course, we're recording this. We're both in the virtual studio, but I'm going to put a challenge out to the world. Email me and let me know if you're doing this or not. Now, Kevin, from your perspective, how many of your clients or how many people that you know that are in the coaching environment with Elite are doing this? Or is this something you guys are pushing harder on?
I'm going to say not enough, and let me tell you why I'm basing that off of. I'm basing off study. There's a study done by a major university. When organizations were asked to score the quality of their customer service experience, 80% scored it excellent or superior. When that same question was asked to the consumer, 8% felt they were getting a superior customer experience. We got a lot of improvement to make. And that wasn't just this industry, by the way. This was all industries. But that, to me, you know, when I talk to my clients and ask this question, they say, oh, 40, 50%. No, it's 8% of the consumer felt like they were getting an outstanding, exceptional customer experience.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. It's bringing back some incredible memories. And I can't actually tell you the place or the time that I was at. But when you get that kind of service, you're so overwhelmed. It's almost like you rise up off the concrete or the ground and you feel so extra special. It almost like it puts you in a yes mode, meaning whatever they offer me, I'm ready to say yes, only because I feel so good about it.
Comfortable. You're comfortable. And let me tell you something else that I found that is the best $10 investment a shop owner will ever make for their advisors, if they don't already do this. Buy them name tags. Those magnetic name tags. I'm telling you, we know how much a customer wants to be called by name. The customer feels more comfortable if they can do the same thing back. But how many times, they don't know who, you know, the technicians usually have their names embroidered or whatever. But I started getting all my clients to get these magnetic badges with their name on it for their advisors. And I'm telling you, you can just see the anxiety level drop down there. Hey, Carm, how you doing? Hey, Kevin, how you doing? You know what I mean? Simple, simple little things like that make the biggest difference.
And again, to my audience, raise your hand if you're really good at remembering names. I'm not, Kevin. I'll be the first to admit I can place a face, but I can't remember names too well. But a great trick at the counter is if you can get the license plate, put it into your shop management system or CRM system, and you've been taking good notes and you have a customer profile, you can go back to, hey, Kevin, how are you? Hey, you were going to take the grandkids to Disney the last time we talked, because you're writing that stuff down. I mean, I think customer intimacy goes a lot further by really knowing key traits about your customers and then and then saving them for recall. And, you know, I may not remember that you were going to take the kids to Disney, but I wrote it. When I write it, I kind of remember, but I also have it to be able to call up, and it's in your customer file. And these aren't hard tactics, if you will, to engage the customer in a way that your competitors aren't.
That's the secret. In the customer's mind, anyone can fix my car. And we know that's not true. But that's their mindset. So why would they drive past three places to come to me? Because I'm offering something no one else is.
So let me just take a side trip to the dealer. Because you took your car to the dealer once, right? And I'll never forget going into a dealer a while back because I had to get something that I couldn't find in the aftermarket. It was crazy enough that I couldn't find it. So I went into the dealer and I bought this item and I saw the pit where the customers had to wait for their cars. It was okay. There was TVs going on. There were a lot of vending machines. I found it fascinating that you could buy yourself a Coke in a vending machine versus the incredible shops in the independent aftermarket that have refrigerators full of beverages and free coffee. I found that to be a little cold. But the thing that I was, you know, because I'm an observer and I osmosis and intuition, everywhere I go, I always come out with a feel or an analogy on my experience, Kevin. And I was given the invoice from the parts guy. And he says, take it over to the other lady. She was like 5 feet away from him, but it was, and I can imagine that they leave the service counter and they have to pay somewhere else. Maybe I understand they're trying to connect and control, you know, the cash, the money, the credit card. But I found that the layers in order to check yourself out were a little cold. We aren't doing that in our industry. And I think that makes the finality of the agreement. Here's the credit card. Here's our transaction. And we're still looking them in the eye. And I'm still the person who greeted you the day before or that morning. And I'm still the person who gave you your orientation. And I'm still the person who talked to you on the phone. And I'm still the person who gave you your digital vehicle inspection. It's me and it's us. It's not the lady who's got the rubber stamp and she's just a machine.
Isn't that the difference between a transaction and a relationship business? I mean, that's what it is.
You just nailed it. It's either a relationship business or a transactional business. And the minute we degrade ourselves to being a transactional company, you're going to wonder why you're going out of business.
Yeah. I got another real quick example. It's another dealership example, but it's important. My wife has a Mercedes down here, and I took it to the Mercedes. Oh, no. I didn't know where to take it. I don't know any independents down here. I didn't know where to take it. But I also thought, you know what? I'm doing this customer experience thing this orientation at the Invitational. This would be a great little test. I know it's going to cost more money, but let's go down there and have them do the service. Long story short, I leave. I was there for 2 hours for an oil service. 2 hours for an oil service. It cost me $200. $200 for the oil service. And a car wash because the car was absolutely perfectly clean when I got it. I come home and told my wife, she said, well, what did you think? What about the experience? I said, it cost me $200 for a car wash and an oil change. I said, I'll go back next time to the same place. The experience was worth $200 and I know better and I'm very critical. Remember, when I'm like you, I'm a very observant. I go to places. I'm critical about customer service. That's been my passion.
What made you say I'll go back?
The process. It was a very organized detail. And that's because that's me. That's what I appreciate. It was a very organized, detailed process. It was warm, inviting, friendly. I felt very comfortable and confident. That's all I can say. Now, listen, being in the business, I understand that dealership, the dealerships don't have the technician quality that the independent world has. They really don't in most cases. In most cases, they don't have the same quality as we have. But the experience made it worth it to me. Now, listen, I was fortunate to have the $200. If I wasn't on a budget, you understand what I'm saying. And I thought to myself, your experience dictates what you can charge. We've always known that.
So you felt like you were in the cool kids club. Was it DeJulius? I'm trying to remember the book I read about the cool kids club. And it was about the fact that, and I think it was Lexus that did valet parking at the Australian opera house. And if you owned a Lexus, you got free valet. And if you didn't own anything but that, you didn't. And it was really describing being in the cool kids club. So anytime you can do that in your own business, you don't have to be Mercedes. You could be a general repair place and build the kind of environment where people, they will talk about you with their friends at dinners and at parties by saying, I'm telling you why I go to Kevin's. You got to go there because it's special. I feel great. I understand and I know. And, you know, as much as you're going to pay probably a little bit more than the Quick Lube place down the road, you got to go there because they care and they make me feel important.
That's it. They know me by name. And Carm, the biggest thing I preach to my clients, these little things don't cost us anything. They cost time. Nothing but time.
I can't wait to meet you in person out in San Diego coming up.
Looking forward to it, buddy. I'm really thrilled that you're going to be joining us. And I promise you, this is going to be an event like no other, at least what I'm looking at, what I'm seeing. It's going to be an event like no other, for sure.
Well, I'm planning on learning a lot, so I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to even do some podcast episodes while we're there, bringing the whole studio. Yeah, it's going to be great. So Kevin Vaught, Elite Worldwide Business Coach, former shop owner, thank you for coming here and nailing this customer experience orientation.
As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this because I built an entire business on the customer experience. Back then, it was called customer service, great customer service. But today, it's the customer experience. But I built an entire business. My marketing budget, half my marketing budget was dedicated to the customer experience. Wasn't called that at the time. But so I'm very passionate about it.
Well, I hope I have the time to watch your entire presentation in San Diego. Elite Invitational. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. See ya.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.